Welcome back, everybody, East Coast listeners, East Coast audio fans. I'm Travis Bryant here with Bar J. Purnell. We are the East Coast Audio Show. We are here bringing you a SmackDown recap, the January 2nd edition. What's happening, Dre?
What's up, everybody? What's up, my man? What's going on?
Well, not much. Just ready to jump into this recap here. What'd you think about the show?
Okay, show. I'm going to give my grade up right. I'm going to give it a solid C. A lot of things I didn't like. I didn't like the opening segment. You know, Triple H is just, sometimes he could be too much. And you know what? I'll discuss what I did like and didn't like about the show during it. I actually seen the show yesterday, so so it's not fresh. So as you go through, you know, with your journalistic integrity, or whatever you want to call it, I will tell you what's going on. But my grade that I put yesterday was a solid, but that's it, C.
I didn't like this show. I'm not sure if I didn't like it one bit. I'm sure there's one or two bits I could find that I liked. As predictable as it was, I liked the Michelle McCool beatdown. You know, I mean, I hated her for so long.
That's the thing about you. When she was a face, let's just wait till we get there.
No, it's just nice. It's just nice to see her in something that
she sucks as a heel. She's the worst heel.
Well,
I've ever seen.
I didn't like her. Like afterwards, when she's like pulling their hair, like I was like, that's the expression you're going for. Like when she, like I wasn't sure the make of it, but the actual.
Yeah. I'm going to say it now, because I was going to save this for that segment. All she's doing is being Edge.
I didn't think she took it even far. Like, all right, if you're going to do it, you're going to do that. She almost just looked, like, still confused. And I don't know, maybe they'll play that, you know, where she's, I don't know. We'll get to that. Let's hit it in order. They opened with the SmackDown open. They show JR and Taz. They plug the main event. They talk about the main event is actually going to be the Hardys versus Edge and Big Show tonight.
Actually, their name is Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy, not the Hardys.
Mark Hardy.
Because those separate titles on separate brands separates them. Oh, that's just me being stupid, but I just don't feel comfortable. My little side thing. I don't see them as the Hardys no more. I see them as Jeff and Matt Hardy, but whatever.
Whatever. Vicky opens the show. Comes out for the first beginning of the first segment. She comes out. She's all smiles and waving. She's playing Big Show's role from like a year ago.
She was did she put her hand over her eyes looking up in the rafters?
No, she didn't do that. Yeah. I see you up there in the cheap seats. So she gets in the ring. She sells the New Year, even though this was taped like New Year's Eve. She sells the New Year. She talks about the, what is it? What are they calling it? The race to the Rumble. And she just, I mean, oh, she says they're going to name some of the competitors tonight. And she puts over that Jeff's going to face Edge for the title at the Rumble. Is that set?
Jeff and Edge for the Rumble? Yeah, pretty much from what I gathered through the night.
Okay, all right.
Triple H is in the Royal Rumble, as we found out. And also, I think they established that when Big Show and Edge had a little talking.
So we got Triple H busting out, or coming out, interrupting Vicky's promo. He just messed with her. Basically, he did his whole. Oh, it's because she wouldn't tell him now. He wanted to know now if he was in the Rumble. And she said no, along with the fans, you got to wait. And he basically said he can, if she doesn't tell him now, you know, the crowd, they can get unruly and start chanting things and, you know, he just basically screwing with her, and she got so fed up, and she said, fine, you're in the Rumble. Okay.
That's so weak, that's so weakness, and I didn't like that. How the fuck? It wasn't even one.
Yeah, like, I could just leave. I could just go to the back and chant.
Yeah, but I'm a given. Well, Triple H overshadows everybody. And I never really was like, you know, I always look at you, I'm like, here he go again. But actually paying attention to it, it's absolutely correct, because
nobody ever gets one on Triple H.
No. And they always, like,
well, at least when it matters.
I'll wait till you get done, because I got some more to say about this shit. So go on, brother, go on.
After she caved in and told him he was in the Rumble, he pulled out a action figure, a Vicky Guerrero toy, and said,